Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live from, I almost said Mac 6, but I'm not there today. I'm at Park University in beautiful Gilbert, Arizona with Phoenix Startup Week. And this year's theme, 2019, is Thrive Together. And we're on day 5 out here in Park University. And I believe we're here tomorrow as well. It's been a full, fantastic week all around supporting the startup community, incredible speakers, venues, happy hours, networking opportunities, you name it. And we are very fortunate to be part of the groove here today. And our role is to introduce you to amazing sponsors as well as volunteers on behalf of Phoenix Startup Week. But before I introduce or have Jacqueline introduce our guest today, I would like to introduce you to someone who's very dear to Phoenix Business Radio and me personally, Jacqueline Destremps with Another Hand Advantage. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's so fun.
Yes. And Jacqueline has her show, 3C Amplified, out of our studio. You've been with us just over a year, I think.
We're in March, right? Yeah. I had to think about the date here for a second. Yeah, it's actually, I think it was March of last year when I came actually just on a house show. And then by the end of the show, introduced that in April I was going to be starting my own.
That's right.
My own show. So, yeah.
So thrilled. And I just want to give a shout out, an additional shout out to Jacqueline. Obviously, as busy business owners and entrepreneurs, we know we can't do everything for ourselves, right? Well, I think all of us start out doing everything for ourselves. And then one day our spouse looks at us or a dear friend and says, you need to get help. Maybe professional help like psychology. But you also need another hand to help in what you're doing. And that's exactly what Jacqueline does on behalf of the Phoenix Business Radio X. So everything that you've seen leading up to this live broadcast has been Jacqueline's handiwork, including the sign up and the registration for our VIP guests. So again, I just want to thank you for everything that you've been to us for the year and specifically for this broadcast. All right. Well, without further ado, these lovely people are sitting here like, is this just something we're going to sit and listen to the two of you talk?
No, not at all. I'm excited here on this segment to introduce you all to Jack Dorney with Jack and Bean. And I also have with me Pearl Filani with Lady Jewel. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be here.
So what have, I see, Jack, you've got on the you're rocking the volunteer shirt. So you've been volunteering out here at Phoenix Startup Week.
That's right.
Okay. And Pearl, what has been your involvement so far with Phoenix Startup Week?
Also a volunteer. Both Jack and I actually are part of the planning team here.
Oh, wow.
So we've been working on this for the last several months.
Oh, that's great, so exciting.
See it come to life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've heard so many people say throughout the week, I've seen it on Twitter, I've seen it on Instagram, wherever, LinkedIn, and even just in conversations with people, you all have really held very tightly your goal and mission for this year, which is being inclusive, and really offering just a variety of learning tracks and opportunities for people to deeply connect. And I've heard over and over again that you guys have nailed it. Do you feel the same personally?
Oh, we appreciate hearing that every time, but it's great to hear that the community has really felt this sense of this mission coming together. Mike and Kate have done a great job putting together a team that really reflected the vision that they had for this year, and we're happy to see it come together that way.
Pearl, thoughts from you? Agreed?
Agree, absolutely. I think it's been fun to be a part of it. It's been fun to see what Mike and Kate have done with that. And I agree with Jack where he says they put together an amazing team of people that reflected that. So because it was already in the organic fiber of the team, it came through fruition in all of the activities and the tracks and the sessions and the marketing, everything.
Very good.
So, Jack, let's go ahead and get started with you and just tell us a little bit about, tell us about Jack and Bean.
Sure.
I like the name. I want to know more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what we're going for with the name, because we are a marketing agency.
Uh-huh.
And branding's a bit of our bag, so we like to make sure that we're our own client in that sense. And with what we do, we're a digital marketing agency here in Phoenix that specializes in branding, in solving problems for our clients. We're mostly working with small to medium-sized service businesses.
Okay.
And we try to focus as well on lead generation. So not only helping them define themselves and spread their message, but make that a revenue generation as well.
Right, definitely. And Pearl, how about yourself?
Well, our business is two parts. One is event planning, so hence volunteering here at Phoenix Startup, PHX Startup, which has been a lot of fun. But also we do personal branding, specifically for women that are going back into the workforce or transitioning from one career to another, like a complete transition. Say my brother, who was an engineer, now is a creative writer, director. That kind of transition, helping them build those connections with their skill sets to the new industry.
Very exciting.
Yeah. I heard you both obviously mention branding, which is, but for, I kind of feel like sometimes people can look at that in a really general sense, and other times people look at you and they say, oh yeah, I've got a logo. And that's what they think of for branding. So
they're both laughing. Did you see that?
I know. But they're laughing, I think, twofold, because, yes, they see that too, but also because they realize, oh, my gosh, if only it was just a logo. So when in starting your businesses and focusing on branding, when you're working with a client, they come to you, what are they expecting? What are you thinking, you know, that you're growing that for them?
Yeah, it's a very common issue to come in with, we need a logo, we need a website, something like that. And that's often the first description that clients have of what branding is to them. Mm-hmm. But that's really a deliverable of branding, something that comes after you've defined their identity, their strategy, and the message that you want to put out there, which informs everything that comes after, including that logo or that website.
Mm-hmm. Same from the personal side. Most people are saying, oh, can you help me fix up my LinkedIn profile or whatever social media profile they want? And I'm like, great, who are you? Yeah. can you give me a 1 to 2 sentence description of who you are, not what you do, what you like, but who are you? And they're like, no. I'm like, then we have to start there first.
Yeah. Right. Take a few steps back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And you both offer that opportunity for people really to come into themselves and help them really strongly identify that, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how you can partner with somebody and not do that piece of it. Otherwise, it ends up being, here's your logo.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Fascinating.
It's absolutely something where you want to take that step back and look at the bigger picture and see how you're solving their problems.
Very good. Tell me, when you are super excited after having worked with somebody and you know that you've done a great job for them, and they come back and they share that with you. What do you hear from someone? We always kind of ask this question because not everybody likes to brag about themselves. And so it's easier for us to say, well, I worked with this client when a client and I are done working together, the greatest compliment I could ever hear is XYZ. Can you either of you speak to that from your perspective? What are people saying about you when they're thrilled?
Yeah, it's something that certainly referrals are always the best compliment. When clients have a friend or a business that they work with that's facing similar problems and they refer them to us to solve those similar problems, that's excellent. But also just having that ongoing relationship where they trust us to continue to succeed on their vision and their goals, then that's the kind of client that we feel is what we want to keep and grow that relationship.
And you're a long-term partner with your businesses then as well, right? So, I mean, could be some are a couple months and some years. How does that work for the duration?
Yeah, we certainly go after relationships that are going to be succeeding in continual projects, so that it's, you know, we've worked with them on something to identify themselves, to brand themselves, and now over the course of years or different projects, how can we continue to deliver that message through, you know, whether that's a website or a project or a new product that they're launching, continuing to make that consistent and part of the overall vision and mission of their company.
Perfect. Pearl, how about you? What's a great compliment and accolade that comes your way when you know that you've done a great job?
For me, I'm going to talk from the event planning standpoint. I tell people, and I have a marketing background, so that's where I came from before I started my business. And so when I think of events, I think of them as storytelling in motion. And so if I've done a great job, no one knew you hired me. Because I have gotten to the point where I understood your, especially from a corporate side, I understood your brand, your objectives, your goals. And so knowing you, because it smells, tastes, feels like you, knowing you, you hired someone to put on that event on your behalf. That is the best compliment, that knowing you, you hired me.
I love that.
That's great.
That is a great one. Yeah. Fantastic. So as we round out our segment today, we want to invite both of you at different times, of course. We'll shine the spotlight on you in our studio for a full live segment if you're interested, if you had fun with us. Hopefully we haven't tortured you too much. And we'll talk a little bit about that off air as well. But we want to thank you both for being here. And as we phase out this segment, if you could think of a little tip that you might share with somebody who's in startup or maybe in this mode of, you know, branding themselves, putting themselves out in the world, just a lasting word or phrase or two that you could share with us. And then where can we find you for our listeners who are being introduced to you for the first time? Where can we find you out there in the big world? Who would like to start?
Yeah, just to kind of wrap up on branding.
Sure.
Certainly with startups here figuring out what they do, it's also important to define how you do it. And that's an important part of differentiation. So figuring out how to message that to your clients and how you want to put your brand out there, that's something that really helps you to stand out so that clients have something else to differentiate you by besides just your price.
And you're the guy to help them do that.
Absolutely.
Very good. So where can we find Jack and Bean?
You can check out us on the web, jackandbean.com. We're in Phoenix on social media, Jack and Bean Phoenix, PHX. And we are certainly around the startup community. So if you see me, come up and say hi.
Awesome. Pearl. A pearl of wisdom. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've never heard that before.
So one tip, well, you know, from an event standpoint, I would tell people, it sounds simple, but a lot of people don't do it, write everything down for that day. I have, when I'm doing an event, I have a whole timeline and I have everything written down, including if I have to change my clothes, I have that timed and I have changed clothes, because you're going through the whole entire day. It gets very, very busy and you're not going to remember everything you need to do. So write down that whole day so you know exactly what you need to accomplish in it.
Or have Pearl do it for you. More importantly, yeah, have Pearl do it for you. Very good. And where can we find more about you?
So also on the web, ladyjewel.net. So that's ladyjewel.net. And on social media, Instagram especially, and Facebook, handle is ladyjewelevents on both of those places.
Wonderful.
Great.
Thank you guys both for spending time with us today. We are broadcasting live from Phoenix Startup Week here in Gilbert, Arizona at Park University all day today. And there is one more day of Phoenix Startup Week, at least for this year, 2019, tomorrow at the same location. And again, I hope you guys have a great day. We've got a wonderful day ahead of us. And thanks again for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.